Deadly diseases like measles, tetanus, and whooping cough are on the rise in Ethiopia's Tigray area. Vaccination rates have fallen sharply there during the almost two-year-long civil war. The percentage of children receiving usual vaccinations has fallen below 10% this year, data from the Tigray Health Bureau shows. That has undone years of government efforts to increase vaccination rates. The hopes of the children in the region to grow healthier and happier were snatched away in the blink of an eye, the agency wrote in a letter this month to the international vaccine group, Gavi. The letter said attacks on Tigray by Ethiopian government forces led to supply shortages that reduced the number of vaccinations. The Tigray agency also wrote that power outages have disrupted vaccine supply chains. The agency added that it is difficult for people in rural areas to get to health centers. A ceasefire from March to late August made it possible for foreign medical aid to enter the area, but humanitarian access has been suspended since fighting began again, UN human rights experts said Monday. The experts said in a report that they had reason to believe that the denial of access to health care and other aid by federal officials is a crime against humanity. Ethiopian government officials did not immediately respond to requests for comment about the UN report. The government has denied blocking aid and says the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, the party leading the area government, is responsible for the conflict. The fighting has killed thousands of civilians in Tigray. Health Minister Leah Tadisi said vaccines had been provided to Tigray this year. She said that more were ready to be provided once conditions improved. In its letter, the Tigray Health Bureau said the percentage of children receiving the full dosage of vaccines had dropped to very low levels. Vaccination rates against several diseases, including whooping cough, tetanus, and hepatitis B, dropped from 99.3% in 2020 to 36% in 2021. This year, the vaccination rate is 7%. The rate across Ethiopia was 65% in 2021, said the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF. The letter also reports a drop in percentages of children being vaccinated against tuberculosis and measles. The vaccination rate was above 90% in 2020 and is below 10% this year. The letter said measles have spread in 10 of Tigray's 35 districts since the war began. The nonprofit organization Gavi pays for and ships vaccines to developing countries. It said it had provided measles and COVID-19 vaccines during the ceasefire in Tigray, but that some activities had been suspended since fighting began again. Ethiopia's Leah said 860,000 doses of measles vaccines were sent to Tigray last December, and more doses were provided on April 2nd. And she said the UN World Food Program, or WFP, is delaying a planned transport of humanitarian aid into Tigray. But WFP spokesperson Claire Neville said the agency was waiting on approval from Ethiopia's government. Without the clearances, she said, life-saving humanitarian supplies, including food, nutrition, and medical items, will have to be on hold. I'm Dan Novak.